It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And welcome back to the Rock Chalk Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Mitz. Today, it is the season premiere for this new season. It is a brand new Rock Chalk Podcast for you guys here today. If you guys listened to the announcement that I did late last week, we actually are starting a brand new Big 12 network with the 10-12 podcast, which I appear on all the time. And yeah, it's a really weird time to be starting this after all the realignment news came out. But unfortunately, this was kind of in the works for quite a while prior to that, and we didn't want to just scrap it because Texas and Oklahoma decided to take their ball and go home. So to help me talk about the launch of the network and what Rock Chalk Podcast and the network is going to look like here, I have joining me Philip Slavin from the 10-12 podcast and Christine Butterfield, who is a part of the Midwest Madness podcast, which is the new basketball podcast that's going to be as part of the network as well. So how are you guys doing today?
I'm great. I'm doing great. Philip, how are you doing?
I am launching a podcast network. May not exist by this time next year. So I'm...
It's a little frantic. Yeah, I agree.
Say I'm rolling with the punches. It's about as good as I can. It's about as good as I can go.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, let's start there, because obviously, when we first talked about this a while back, this was supposed to be an episode where we're all, you know, rejoicing and like we're going to have this podcast network. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Who knows how long we're going to be able to talk about Big 12, you know, football and basketball and all this great stuff. And then that timeline got a lot shorter recently, but we still do want to go ahead and move forward with it. But you know, what exactly, you know, I know what I'm planning on doing with this and like what my vision for it is, but you know, what was it, Philip, that made you want to go ahead and start this in the first place?
So we've been doing this podcast in some form or another since, I believe, like May 2018. I think that's when it says I started the Twitter account would be the same time I started the podcast. And the original, 10-12 has gone through, I don't know how many variations. It used to be a weekly show with like three guests each time. It was massive. It took a ton of work. Then I brought in a co-host, Chris Ross, and we did like three short episodes a week, but then the episodes kept getting longer and longer and longer. And then Chris kind of fell off as he was doing some other things. And then last fall, things kind of hit what I would call like a honey spot. I decided to bring on Andy and yourself and Jamie. And you became my co-hosts for our Monday recaps. That was a sell. And then on Thursdays, we did picks with Chris and our good friend Daniel Alexander, our pro picker. And that's all we did for football season. And it was great. And the show did well. And for behind the scenes, the best numbers we've ever done were those episodes. And we killed it during the season. It was great. We brought on Homefield as a sponsor, and I feel like we finally kind of hit the stride and went through basketball season, did guests on Thursdays, and it felt really good. And I kind of started looking like, okay, how do I continue to grow this? There's all these people that I bring on. There's all these people I like. I see podcast networks, and we looked at trying to join a few different ones, and I'm like, I don't want to be like lost in all of this. Like, I like this community that we've kind of built with the five of us, me, Andy, Jamie, Chris, and Daniel. And so the idea kind of became about, okay, I don't want to just join some network. I want to build out what we do here, focusing on this one conference, because I am still a fan of the Big 12. I believe it is one of the best conferences in college athletics, and it deserved the kind of due attention that I couldn't provide just from one show. So the idea was let's add a show for each team, have 10-12 as the mothership, and then add some other shows. And it was very much about bringing on people and talent that I liked and saw a lot of promise in and thought could really help build this community. Community is a buzzword that gets thrown around way too much, like marketing. I work in marketing for an actual living. And community is just like, you want to build a community. You can't force a community. But the idea of bringing people together who had a similar passion for something, I felt would create something of an organic community that other people would want to be a part of. And so that was the idea. And so we started reaching out to different podcasts. Obviously, Andy, you being a co-host, you would be our Kansas podcast. I'm right. Very, very excited that Christine was I kind of reached out to her, and she was looking at doing a basketball pod. And I was like, would you like to do this? And she was down, and I can't tell you how excited I am to have her part of this network with her show. And then we were just kind of looking around at where else can we add? We're in a weird state of flux a little bit, because the Big 12, we don't know what it's going to be. So I don't want to get too far into the other shows that we'll be starting or adding, because I don't know yet. I can tell you, we are going to have a TCU podcast. That is one of the things we're adding. And I'm very excited. But other than that, I don't know right now. I don't know. And people keep asking me, what are you going to do? What are you gonna do with this network? What are you gonna do with the show? Are you gonna end the show? Is the show gonna continue? And I don't have a good answer right now, because I am in the same spot as every single 8 Big 12 team that is left over, going, we don't know what tomorrow brings. So just right. like those teams, I'm doing my work behind the scenes and just rolling with the punches until I have some idea of where things are gonna land.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you know. I think part of what started all this is just the fact that Yumi and Jamie all kind of following and being, you know, a part of different schools in these different capacities. And yet the way that show worked well together, I've always been interested in all the, you know, everyone in the conference, because I, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment when it comes to watching all the sports that I possibly can. And, you know, I'm very, very, very pro Big 12, kind of like the way that you are. And so this was a natural thing for me. Now, I jumped on with you when I started writing for the Land Grant Gauntlet a while back, you know, and decided it's like, yeah, this is like the next thing. I want to be able to talk about more than just Kansas, partly, I think, because, you know, Kansas football, it gave me something else to talk about besides Kansas football during the football season so I could stay engaged. But, you know, it's also... you know, it's also one of those things where I'm actually interested in the other schools. And so it makes a lot of sense, us being in the Big 12, to talk about more Big 12 schools. I try to talk about other Big 12 schools when it makes sense here on the Rock Talk podcast. Like, it's just a natural thing to kind of tie in with a bigger network. I, like you, have been trying to find a network for the Rock Talk podcast, had a couple false starts, couldn't really find anything where it stuck. And so this has kind of made the most sense. You know, already working with you on the 10-12, like, it made the most sense for us to combine our forces and kind of do it this way. It really, really sucks that the entire conference is going to blow up in some fashion. Like, I mean, it's possible they could retool and add some teams or do something, or, you know, be forced to retool and add teams. But we don't really know what's going to happen at this point yet. But, you know, once we do know, that will give us a little bit more idea about what the network is going to become. I just do know that, you know, this is a good group of people, like you were saying. I want to keep working with them afterwards. We'll find some way to make it work. You know, and obviously I'm going to keep doing this podcast, so you guys can keep coming here for all your Kansas news. Don't have to worry about that. We'll get something figured out. It's a lot of weird timing, a lot of weird flux. But rather than dwell on that, you know, obviously it's a big question. Wonder what's going to go on. It's the first thing that anyone said to me when I, you know, recently announced that we were going to be doing this. So... but, you know, it makes the most sense, I think, to kind of push forward. We still have the Big 12, at least for this season, potentially for more, depending on how all of the buyouts and everything work.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Right. So, you know, there's still plenty to talk about. Like I had mentioned in my announcement, you know, of kind of what's happening with the podcast, this entire week and all of next week, we are going to blitz through every single preview of every Big 12 opponent. Normally we did that over the summer, didn't really have an opportunity to do that based off of different things happening for me personally. And so I figured, what better way to start the, you know, beginning of a brand new network by going absolutely crazy and doing 10 shows in 10 business days. So we're going to have a lot of fun. You guys are going to hear a lot from me, maybe too much. We'll find out. We'll see how the numbers do. And that will let me know if, you know, you guys actually want to hear about all these teams that quickly in succession, but it's going to be fantastic. You know, and so really at this point though, like looking forward, like what things are you most excited about with this network? What we're going to be doing? You know, I'm going to throw it to Christian here in just a minute once she actually gets back on, because unfortunately Zoom kicked her off. Happens sometimes. Don't worry about it. But, you know, she's starting a basketball podcast talking about the Big 12. She is an Oklahoma fan, full disclosure. So it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work when she's,
I don't hold it against her.
She's still a great person, talks really great about basketball. So I'm looking forward to that. But I mean, Philip, in terms of this and kind of what we have to look forward to this year, do you think the fact that, I mean, I almost feel like in a way this could potentially be just a little bit helpful because everybody's going to be kind of curious about what's going on in the Big 12, even people that aren't actually Big 12 fans. Like it's a sick morbid like way that it's helpful. It's like, you know, chopping off your arm to get everyone to pay attention to you. But in a way it's going to have more eyeballs, I think, on the Big 12 this year.
Look, there is a certain level of like, of all to set the stage, like I did our immediate reaction podcast on the 10-12 last Thursday. I had Keegan Renault on, who covers Oklahoma. He's got a little good inside Oklahoma stuff. And it's probably the most like personal and raw kind of went just on how I was feeling. And I was very much like, this shit's, it's over. It's done then. Which is, I bought into what was happening, and obviously we were right. And it's the best episode we've ever had from a number standpoint. It's the most downloaded, most listened to. I have people literally like out there on Twitter tagging us, like, you guys should go listen to this. This is great. And like, we're not putting up, don't by any means, like we're not putting up 5,000 downloads. It's just not going to happen. I mean, shit. I don't have as many downloads as we have Twitter followers. That would be the day. And then we followed up with Monday with another podcast about that with Brady Trantham. And it's currently sitting in number two is the second most like downloaded, listened to episode. Like people are paying attention and interested in this. And I am going into this season because I don't think we can treat this. Here's my deal. Maybe Oklahoma and Texas have to get stuck around for another year and don't get out until 2023. Maybe that happens. You know, maybe that's the case. Not sure I believe that. And I don't want to wait around for that to happen. So we're going to treat this year like the finale of the Big 12. This is it. C'est la vie, sayonara. You've got 1 year left of Oklahoma and Texas, the Big 12, before they are off to the SEC. So I'm of the opinion, you know what? This is going to be a perfect time to have a network for this. It's like, even if it only lasts this 1 year, what better time to put a ton of focus on this conference than it's last year when everyone's going to be paying attention to it in football and basketball and baseball and softball. And it's a conference that has that is good in all those sports. I mean, literally we had a team at some point in having an impactful game pretty much at the end of every sport. And so it's a weird, morbid isn't the right word, but like I could sit here and bitch and piss and moan and be negative and angry and grumpy. And trust me, I have some internal stuff that I'm trying to do my best not to get out. I'm trying not to, because I do have a Big 12 podcast to run and I don't want to just take giant dumps on Oklahoma and Texas. Plus at this point, taking a dump on OU and Texas is like making fun of Kansas football. It's just, it's low hanging fruit. It's not worth it. It's not any fun. except for occasionally, like, let's have some tongue in cheek stuff. Cause like you guys get it, you know, it's coming your way. Just deal with it. Oh, yeah. Not like you're all the devil and I will hold you burn in hell. Like let's not go down that path, folks. That's a bit much. You probably should take a break. But let's blow this shit out of the water this year. Let's have some fun with this. Let's send this thing out with a bang. Like I want champagne every night. I want confetti. I want to wake up next to someone I don't know. Besides, I do have a wife. But you get the idea of just like let's treat this like. We know we're all going to die in a year. What would you do if you were going to die? If you knew you had 1 year left on Earth, a meteor is going to crash into the Earth and we're all wiped out 1 year from today. What would you do with the next year of your life? I plan to treat it like let's have some fun with this Big 12. Let's just do the best damn year of a Big 12 podcast network we can possibly do, and then we'll figure out what the next after that.
Basically, what I heard is that Philip wants to treat it like a big frat party, which will be fun.
No sexual harassment, no sexist nonsense, no misogyny.
I think it's more like a New Year's Eve party every single day.
Okay, that works.
This is why we brought Christine in for points like this into helping redirect me from frat party.
Yeah.
There's no hazing here.
I will always redirect anyone from a frat party.
Fair. No, it's also, I wasn't part of a frat, so I honestly have no idea what actually happens at a frat party. So, you know, it works. Anyway.
I think we all really kind of do.
Well, I know, but I don't really know. I just have a really good idea. I think about this in terms of like if there's a really well-liked TV show, you know, that gets a cult following, goes into its final season, that's when people really start to have the fan shows about it, talking about what's going on with it, really diving into it. That's essentially what we're looking at here with the Big 12. Like, it's winding down. I don't see any way that the Big 12, at least in its current iteration, at least in one that's nationally relevant the way that it is, you know, as much as you want to argue whether it is or not, like, this is it. This is our last hurrah. Let's have fun with it. Let's blow it out. Let's do everything we possibly can to really enjoy it. And then we'll figure out what's next. And I can guarantee that this group here, everyone else that's joining the network, will find some way to continue working together in some fashion. It may not be exactly the same way that the network is, but we're going to have a lot of fun. You guys are going to really enjoy all the shows that we're bringing, not just this one here. If you're a Kansas fan, I highly encourage you to come listen to us over on the 10-12. I highly encourage you to go to Midwest Madness and listen to that one during basketball season or even before. There's going to be a lot of great stuff before that. And on that note, Christine, Midwest Madness, it's a brand new podcast. It's not like I can say, go listen to all the back episodes. So what is it that you're going to be bringing with this podcast that, you know, is going to make a Kansas fan want to come and listen?
Well, listen, Kansas fans have been blessed with a lot of great basketball for their entirety of their program, right? But
amen.
Now the conference has gotten to this point where it's so well balanced and every team is really showing something different, that every single game is not a given anymore. And the Big 12 has become such a unique and strong basketball conference that every single game is a dogfight and every single team can win at any given night because of external circumstances or because of just how that game is going. And so Kansas fans, if you want to stay in the know with every single other team and, you know, kind of what that matchup will look like week to week for your team, Midwest Madness is the place for you because it covers every single basketball team or every single team basketball wise in the Big 12. And I'm basically taking both the men's and the women's side and deep diving into both. So this is going to be a podcast that's talking about both men's and women's basketball, because I don't think that as of right now, the women are getting enough coverage nationally, you know, across the entire world that they should be. And I feel like, especially in the Big 12, just look at what Baylor's women did last season. Like, yep, they were incredible. And there's going to be really exciting interviews coming up with some coaches. I'm not going to name any names, so you might want to stay tuned for that. But there's going to be some really, really great stuff happening in the off season. And, you know, regular season comes, I'm going to get representatives from every single team. I'm sure Andy will be on it sometimes for Kansas. I'm sure that Philip will come on if he'll grace me with his presence. But we're going to have, you know, equal representation for each team, both on the men's and on the women's side, and really just deep diving into something that I've been passionate about for basically as long as I live, which was Big 12 basketball. And Drake, I think, put it best: here for good time, not a long time. So we're going to talk about the Big 12 basketball conference while we can.
Yeah, you know, it's actually kind of funny. I know that you're going to fit in well in the network because you subscribe to the same superstition that Philip and I do, and that you don't announce your guests until the episode is already recorded and going to drop, because then it doesn't happen.
Right.
We both
literally
found that out.
I'm not
the hard way.
I have not. Philip is the only one I've told about who I'm interviewing, because I'm like, if I tell people, it's not going to happen. And then I'm going to be like, well,
no, it's actually kind of funny, because like Philip doesn't even tell me who he's having on Thursday guest episodes, like in the interviews, because he knows if he tells anyone, it's not going to happen. Something's going to fall through. So
nothing cancels an interview faster than announcing it on your podcast.
Oh yeah. Oh nothing. Gosh. I know.
Let me go ahead and tease what's coming up on Thursday.
Right. That's why whenever I'm teasing, I'll just say it's someone that you're going to want to listen to, and that's all you get. So
I'm just like, we'll be back on Thursday.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what'll be here. We'll
but yeah, I mean, you know, so you can look forward to that. Lots of very, very vague teasers. You know, so if that's your thing, don't worry. The network will have plenty of them. But no.
Let me
say this. If you love being teased, this is the network for you.
Christine is already, knowing some of the people they had, she's having on. Christine is already off to a fantastic start that I'm almost mildly jealous of because she's landing better guests than I do. Yes, that is a slap at Andy Mitz. And the rest of my SB Nation crew, just kidding. Look, I couldn't be more excited to have Christine as part of the team. You know, we've had her on the 10-12 a few times. She went with us to Big 12 Media Days and killed it. And she's great. And I'm pumped. I'm pumped about this show. And we'll figure out how to, like, I'll put it this way. I know she's an OU fan. And again, don't hold that against her. You know, it's not her fault. She didn't call the SEC and tie the two together. We'll figure out how to keep her around, even if she, you know. Here's
also,
the one thing I'll say about the network.
Share a little secret.
I'm just going
to
say this. Whatever happens, just so everybody is aware of where our kind of, I want to say, loyalties lie, we are not going to become an SEC podcast. So just understand that. Like, I am going to stay as fair and balanced Big 12 this season as I possibly can. As I said before, taking a dump on OU in Texas right now is like doing so on Kansas football. It's not even low-hanging fruit. It's just laying there half moldy on the ground. There's not a whole lot of point in trying to beat it up. Let's just have some fun with all this. But we are not following OU in Texas to the SEC, just so everybody understands, like, that's not – I am not going to host – if I have to host an SEC podcast, I'll just – go watch cartoons with my girls instead.
Yay.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Well, no, and I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret that Christine let me know that she, you know, if she's covering basketball, she doesn't want to be covering SEC basketball, even when OU's there. So I happen to agree with her. There are much more interesting basketball conferences, so we will figure something out so that...
Much more, I mean... Most college basketball conferences.
Oh no! I'm sorry. Basketball. There are many more, much more interesting basketball conferences.
Give me the I will do a MEAC basketball podcast before I'm going to do SEC basketball podcast. Good. Give me the Summit League. I will talk about Oral Roberts and North Dakota State, South Dakota, whatever. Let's go.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, so I mean, anything else you guys want to let the listeners here know about the podcast network or about what we have planned?
Just make sure you're subscribed to the 10-12 podcast, because we'll make our big, you know, official announcement. I don't know when this is coming out. I don't know what day it is, to quote Doctor Who, wibbly wobbly timey whiny. And I don't even know what show I'm on right now, because I'm having to guest spot on so many, and it's not a humble brag.
It's just a straight up brag, but nice.
I love the Big 12. So subscribe to the 10-12. We're available pretty much everywhere that this podcast is available. So however you're listening to this, you'll probably find the 10-12 podcast, TEN12, the word podcast. Follow us on Twitter. Sorry, I've been drinking. In my defense.
I can't imagine why.
I went on Levi's show earlier and was supposed to be drinking, and then I just kept doing so. So I blame Levi Stevenson for this.
Yeah.
The 10-12 podcast Twitter account, which right now is at 10-12 podcast, is going to become at 10-12 network. And will be the network hub, the Twitter hub for all of the shows. So if you like this show, if you want to check out ours, you want to check out Midwest Madness, it's all there. Go ahead and follow us now. We'll be aggressive about promoting all of them. As I mentioned, we will have a TCU show. I'm not going to even begin to mention anything else we may or may not have, because a lot of it's up in the wind with everything that's going on. But we will have a TCU weekly show that I'm very excited about, because Melissa Treibwasser is also the shit.
Love that.
Yeah.
Let's
put it this way.
Be awesome.
Okay. I'm going to do this. We may or may not have a Texas show that is also hosted by all women. And I didn't do it on purpose, but I'm a little humble bag proud that I'm going to have a whole shitload of, I'm going to have more women than men in this network.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm excited.
I don't curse a whole lot, but F yeah.
Yeah.
Hells to the yeah.
Agreed.
No, again, you know, I don't mean it as a brag. I'm just like, it happened on accident and I love it.
It happened on accident. Totally deserved, totally, like, definitely something that I want to be a part of. So I'm really happy that we were able to get this group together. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And you know what? We may not be crapping on OU and Texas in the main 10-12 show, but I can guarantee you that new TCU show is not going to have any problems doing that. So it's going to be lots and lots of fun.
They got Chandler Morris. They got something out of it. It's
even
fine.
If I have to go on Melissa's show and make her talk about it, I can guarantee that she's going to talk about it in some fashion. So it's going to be lots of fun.
Technically, that's not an in-conference transfer anymore.
Technically not. You're right.
So they did get something from Oklahoma. So,
I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
As trading conference membership for a player Texas to be named later. Disappointed to know you.
All right, guys. Well, I really appreciate it. Christine, any other final thoughts you want to leave us with before we get out here for the night?
No, I'm just honestly so excited to be a part of this network, frankly, because I will talk about basketball any point, anytime, especially college basketball, especially Big 12 basketball, while I still can. So Christine, I'm feeling blessed. Christine.
You're going to be a big hit with the Kansas fans. I can just tell you that.
Plug your shit, Christine. Come on.
Plug it all. Let's go.
Listen to Midwest Madness coming out to you soon. I'm going to have a kind of realignment talk because everyone cares, and Big 12 players that are, you know, going to be in the draft and see where they're projected to go, see where they end up going, and that will be out. And then my exciting interviews that I am not saying who with will be coming out soon. Also, please follow Midwest Madness at MW_Madness Big 12 on Twitter for all of your updates.
And of course, we will have the links to both of those in the show notes here. So if you didn't catch that off of the audio, you can just go click a link and it'll take you right there. But I highly recommend you guys follow everybody on here, all the networks on the pod. It's going to be great. Even if you're not a fan of the school that one is particularly covering, there's going to be a lot of, you know, work across, kind of helping each other out, talking about all the different things. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to, you know, pimp the crap out of the Big 12 and get everybody out there, you know, to know everything that is super important about the Big 12 or Kansas or any of the other schools that are in the Big 12. So, yes, we care about Kansas here on the Rock Chalk Pod, but there are so many other schools that are also affected by this. Kansas is trying to help Iowa State, if you believe all of the rumors, to get into the Big 10 with them. So, you know, Kansas cares about some of the other schools. You should too. So, all right, guys, I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for joining me. That is going to do it for us tonight. I will get all of their information so you can follow them. But, if you haven't already, please to go out wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any of the other million apps that are out there. You can search for Rock Chalk Podcast. Subscribe to us there so you get every episode as soon as it comes out. We're going to have a lot of them coming up really, really soon. So you're going to want to be able to get all of them as soon as they come out. Like I said, we have tons of interviews with all the different schools talking about this football season coming up. Yes, I realize Kansas football is not probably going to be great this year, but you're still going to want to kind of pay attention to the last hurrah for the Big 12. So definitely check all of those out. If you have any comments for us, any questions, suggestions, people you want to try to interview, anything like that, you can contact me on Twitter at RockChalkPod or by email at RockChalkPodcast@gmail.com. We are on the Anchor platform, so you do have the ability to leave a voicemail to get your voice on the show. Go to anchor.fm/rock-chalk-podcast/message. Leave it there. As long as you're not being highly inappropriate, although I might bend the rules a little bit there, kind of depending on what the topic is, I will get you on the show. I can promise that. We will get it figured out. Just please, someone, send in some of those. I really want to get your guys' voices on the show because, again, we bring the podcast to you guys to get you all the information that you need. So, but that is going to do it for us tonight. Thank you guys so much for listening. Philip and Christine, thank you for joining me. We will catch you guys next time on the Rock Chalk Podcast.
Network.